Mishnah Ches. The focus of this Mishnah is the Megillas Tanis, which was a scroll in which many different dates were written in that scroll, and what miracles occurred on those dates. Most of these miracles occurred during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and although those dates were not enacted as being real Yom Tovim, they were considered to be sort of minor Yom Tovim, similar to Purim and Hanukkah. Now, of those dates which are written in Megillas Tanis, some of them where there were bigger miracles, so it would be forbidden to fast on those days, and it would be forbidden to eulogize somebody who had died, to speak about somebody who had died, to arouse the emotions. That would be forbidden on that day, because one is supposed to rejoice slightly on that day. And there are other miracles which occurred, which were slightly smaller, and therefore it's permitted to eulogize dead people on that day, but it is forbidden to fast. So says the Mishnah, Kol HaKosov Megillas Tanis Lo Mispad. Any date which is written in the Megillas Tanis that it is forbidden to eulogize a dead person, and all the more so forbidden to fast, Lefonov, the day before that date, Osur is also forbidden to fast or to eulogize. This is in order that people don't come to doing so on the day itself. La'achrav mutar. However, on the day after the special Yom Tov, the minor Yom Tov, it's permitted, since we're not concerned that if you do it after that Yom Tov has already ended, that you might come the next year to do it on the Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Yossi says, nope, lefonav la'achrav osur. It is forbidden to fast and eulogize both the day before and the day after, in order to be cautious that the spirit of the Yom Tov be kept, and that people do not come to do these things on the day of Yom Tov itself. Now, the other dates where it says the lolos hana'a behind, that it's forbidden to fast on those days, but it is permitted to eulogize, so it's not considered to be as much of a joyous day. According to the Tanakhama, lefonav la'achrav mutar, it is permitted both the day before and the day after to fast, because we are less strict, since anyway the day itself is less strict and less of a significant Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosef Meir, but once again Rabbi Yosef is more strict, and he says, Lefonav Osur, the day before is forbidden to fast, La'achrav Mutar, and the day after it is permitted to fast.